Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 16th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1, Safety and Effectiveness of Statins for Primary Prevention in Adults with Type 1 Diabetes, an emulation. This study, emulating a target trial, compared statin initiation versus non-initiation in adults with type 1 diabetes mellitus, T1DM, using United Kingdom primary care data. The findings suggest that statin initiation was associated with a lower risk of cardiovascular disease and all-cause mortality in this population, supporting the consideration of statins for primary prevention in adults with type 1 diabetes mellitus. These benefits need to be carefully weighed against the potential for adverse effects within individual patient risk profiles. Article number 2. Trajectories of angina after initial invasive versus conservative strategy for chronic coronary disease. This study examined angina trajectories following invasive versus conservative strategies for chronic coronary disease, using data from the International Study of Comparative Health Effectiveness with Medical and Invasive Approaches Ischemia Trial. Results showed that while an invasive strategy initially improved angina symptoms, many patients experienced fluctuating symptoms regardless of treatment arm, suggesting that angina management requires ongoing attention beyond the initial treatment strategy. Individual angina patterns highlight the need for personalized and continuous assessment in patients with chronic coronary disease. Article number 3, Effect of ECMO flow variations on pulmonary capillary wedge pressure in patients with cardiogenic shock. This study investigated the impact of incremental femoral veno-arterial extracorporeal membrane oxygenation, VAECMO, flow variations on pulmonary capillary wedge pressure, hemodynamic parameters, and echocardiographic parameters in patients with cardiogenic shock. The results demonstrated that increasing extracorporeal membrane oxygenation flow did not significantly increase pulmonary capillary wedge pressure, suggesting that concerns about flow-induced pulmonary edema may be less warranted than previously thought, supporting the optimization of extracorporeal membrane oxygenation flow to achieve adequate systemic perfusion in cardiogenic shock. Hemodynamic management should be based on comprehensive assessment to optimize patient care. Article number 4. TBX5 and CHD4 coordinately activate atrial cardiomyocyte genes to maintain cardiac rhythm homeostasis. This study elucidates the role of TBOX5, TBX5, and chromodomain helicase DNA binding protein 4, CHD4, in maintaining atrial rhythm homeostasis. It found that TBX5 interacts with CHD4 to regulate atrial cardiomyocyte enhancer accessibility and transcriptional identity, critical for preventing atrial fibrillation. These findings reveal potential therapeutic targets for atrial fibrillation by modulating TBX5 and CHD4 activity to restore normal atrial rhythm. Article number 5. Ponatinib, but not the new ABL kinase inhibitor asciminib, activates platelets, leukocytes, and endothelial cell TNF signaling to induce atherosclerotic plaque inflammation, myocardial infarction, and stroke. This research investigated the mechanisms behind ponatinib-induced thrombosis compared to the newer ABL tyrosine kinase inhibitor asciminib. The study demonstrated that ponatinib, but not asciminib, activates platelets, leukocytes, and endothelial cell tumor necrosis factor signaling, leading to atherosclerotic plaque inflammation, myocardial infarction, and stroke. This clarifies the distinct cardiovascular risks associated with different ABL tyrosine kinase inhibitors, suggesting asciminib as a safer alternative regarding thrombotic events. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.